This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 on this Tuesday. And actually some breaking. I always feel weird using the words breaking news.
But it is.
It is breaking news. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like it carries the appropriate weight. Mm-hmm. However,
it's not worthy of the sounder.
No, I definitely not. I feel like that would create an anxiety amongst the listenership that's not needed in this mode. No. Fina came back acting a fool. I see you. He's well rested from the break. But this is news from our nation's capital as Cliff Kingsbury is leaving the Washington Commanders organization to, quote, pursue other opportunities. So this isn't specifically he was fired. This seems kind of a mutual parting of ways.
Or he left.
Or he just left. Yeah. And I don't know that inherently means that he's going to be an NFL head coach, because I don't know if I would want you to hire him as an NFL head coach if I had an NFL team that was looking for a coach right now.
Yeah, I don't think it means that at all, to be honest. I think what it is he's already got a job. Otherwise, why would he leave? Well, you know, why would he leave?
Well, I think he just probably want a better opportunity.
Yeah. And I think he
to
has.
To that role to become a head coach.
He has fallen up a lot of his career.
He really has.
And I say that with as much respect as I can actually muster.
Hey, he's got a lot
Man. He had no business getting that Arizona job, in my opinion, man. I just don't see.
How much of his salary should Johnny Manziel get? I'm dead serious. Yeah. If it wasn't for that one season,
there should be a good tip in there somewhere. Yeah. Though he's a few grand just as a thank you.
It's crazy he got that Arizona job to begin with.
Yeah, but I think what it is here, just speculation, don't know a damn thing, but it just writing on the wall. I think he might have a college head coaching job.
I was thinking the same thing.
But
I don't know where he would go though.
It feels so late in the cycle. It feels like teams have really gotten themselves situated, especially considering that the transfer portal opened up late last week.
No, it's awkward.
So I was guessing that he might end up as someone else's offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I trust him to be a head coach, but he has the things to be an offensive coordinator, even if
in the NFL?
Yes, in the National Football League. I just don't know how much I personally trust him, but I also have a level of distrust for him. That is probably not fair. He had the 2024 Commanders looking like a fantastic offense. They went to, was it the NFC Championship game that year?
Yeah, with a rookie.
Now Jane Daniels has had some injuries. They've had the team in general this past year did not look in the same vein. How much of that do you attribute, at least on offense,
has
to
he
him?
Even I don't know. Has he worked with Matt Nagy?
That is.
No, I'm dead serious.
That is such a good question. I don't believe so.
Or has some? They all have some kind of relationship, but Matt Nagy.
Or same
probably,
agent.
Probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to play, like, name the connection? Because I see what you're going for.
Yeah.
And if you don't see where he's going, can you lay it out for us?
So Matt Nagy is probably going to get the Titans job. We said that.
Why is that?
Well, because that general manager has a relationship with him and everything else in Tennessee. We actually speculated Matt Nagy's name the day that the Titans job came open. And now he's interviewing. Obviously, he said he's not going to call plays. Once he gets to Tennessee, he's going to be more of an overseer like D'Amico Ryans. So I'm wondering, you know, Cam Ward, job security, second-year quarterback, that might be very tempting for someone like Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I could see that as being in that. I would not love that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is giving a Cam Ward who has displayed flashes at the end of this year.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if we said this. He dealt with an AC joint sprain in that game that sent him out of the Jaguars game, that pretty much put the game out of reach for the Titans. Not that it was going to be in reach anyways, but he's not going to have surgery. So he should be good to rest, rehab, and be ready for next season in a normal fashion. And if he comes back with – I don't love Matt Nagy as an offensive guy, but he has been a head coach before. Maybe he can be the CEO there.
That's what
if they bring in a coordinator like Cliff Kingsbury – that gets a little more dangerous. They still have to add talent. There's a lot of they're bereft of talent in Tennessee, and some of that is the tearing down that they've done. But I still don't love the idea of giving competence over to the Titans. That's not fair.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know what the text line looks like right now, though.
And
there's a lot of people going,
"Oh,
next Texans offense coordinator." If for some reason you end the playoffs and the organization says, "Nick Haley, thank you for your service, but we expect more,"
I don't see that.
Would that be something? I don't either.
He was in town.
I don't either. But
remember, it was like an interview, but not an interview.
Yeah,
like he came over from Korea or something. He was doing something.
That's right,
Thailand. I think he was in.
Somewhere. He went somewhere in the East because I remember when he left. That was the UCLA job that he had said that he was going to do, and he was just like, "Actually, I'm going to go home now."
Yeah,
something like that.
And then they said he's flown in from Korea to Houston, but then they didn't officially make it an interview. I think
he was just hanging out.
Yeah.
He just wanted to audit the building and see how y'all was doing things. That's it. Would you be interested in a Cliff Kingsbury as offense coordinator if for some reason the thing shook out for that way, which I don't believe is going to happen?
I absolutely would. D'Amico Ryans absolutely would not.
Yeah.
Would not.
And why do you say that with that?
He likes
firmness.
What they're doing.
Yeah,
keep it safe, boys.
Yeah, I'd be shocked that they moved on from this OC this year, man. It seemed like everything is going the way they thought it was going to go.
And with this defense, it's exactly the way D'Amico Ryans likes
it.
Yeah. Stay safe, conservative, run the ball.
Okay. And then there's an argument that can be made and is being made on the text line right now that do you want to have yet another offense coordinator third in 4 years in that tenure? It's not something you desire, but we'll see. We'll see how you continue to feel about Nick Haley with the playoff run.
If anything, I could see that if they did decide to move on from him, I could see them giving that position to Gerard Johnson.
Sure,
possibly.
Yeah, that
would kind of suck if Gerard Johnson is stuck with the program and all of a sudden you're like, hey, the new hotness done came back out on the streets.
Yeah,
that's the only way I see them moving on from Haley.
That's fair. Some other things around the National Football League. As you know, the carousel of coaches and executives continues to roll on with Black Monday yesterday and all the machinations. Another parting of ways, but this one very much direct. Matt Eberflus, the defense coordinator of the Cowboys, axed. And I feel like Jerry Jones had made this decision weeks ago, but it was like, we're not going to do it on Monday because everybody else is doing stuff on Monday. Tuesday, that's when people will talk about the Cowboys. This was clear. This had to happen. They were an awful defense, even with them getting rid of Micah Parsons. He was just bad.
And it wasn't – I like him as a defensive coordinator.
I liked him as a defensive coordinator. I mean, obviously, we saw him pretty close when he was working in Indianapolis, right, with the Colts. But, yeah, it has not looked the same, neither in his tenure in Chicago as the head man.
It's a Jerry Jones
nor there.
Special, man.
I think he was, though. He was bad in and of himself. He had some weird things like playing players outside of their strengths, which is an easy way to lose me if you're a coach. And so, yeah, it looks bad. There. Some other things around the NFL now. Executive-wise, this is the interesting thing, and I want you to – I'm going to ask you, how do you feel about this from the Falcons? Are they serious or unserious? As Matt Ryan, former, you know, really club legend there, quarterback there for the Falcons, is reportedly hoping to become the next president of football operations with the Falcons, which we kind of had some speculation on. The additional news today is that he's hoping to continue his CBS job that he's doing right now and do some level of
Thanks a lot,
Falcons
Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, Tom Brady.
I think you and I might differ on this. I actually like the idea of him, you know, getting his feet on the ground, his boots on the ground in Atlanta. I would trust him. I think he knows people at every level in organizational football here. I like the idea of him doing that. I really do. I think he'll be good for Arthur Blank. He certainly knows, like I said, everyone in the league. I don't like the precedent that Tom Brady has set, and I don't think it's a precedent that should have been set. You know?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
At all.
Yeah, it is something I really despise, but the barriers have been broken down, and this is now a thing that the NFL is cool with. And I think that this is one of those kind of just things that were, you know, not spoken, but kind of known and understood, is that, oh, you don't want to have these conflicts of interest. And I think the NFL is realizing in sports in a lot of different places that, hey, these things that we have held up as pillars to making sure that this thing keeps going, the thing keeps rolling on without them in various other ways. I will tie this kind of tenuously, but I will still tie this to even like the appearance of illegitimacy gambling-wise. That's one of those conversations that we've had is the NFL and other sports were so far away from gambling, and they you know, they cozied up a little bit and they saw, oh, the whole thing doesn't fall down if we do this.
And there's more money.
And here we go. And I think that that's where you find things like Tom Brady calling games and being a minority owner, and now the possibility of Matt Ryan having executive say-so in a NFL team, but also being a part of culling narratives. This is something that's going to continue happening, and I really freaking hate it.
And it's not just gambling. It's not just the conflict of interest. There's so many things the NFL, basically the NFL talks a good game. They talk a good game, but they don't necessarily back it up with their actions,
right,
and how they sort of implement these things.
No, for sure. But here we are. Now, it remains to be seen if the Falcons actually do this, but who we fooling?
Yeah.
Like Arthur Blank it was reported that he was already listening to Matt Ryan and some advice
they
do.
Yeah.
I think that you go with, we've seen this in a number of different facets. You go with people that you trust in some ways good and in other ways bad. What's up, Jim Crane?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that you go with people that you know and you're familiar with and you give them power a lot of times in those roles. Some other things around the NFL as we continue talking about this. Mike McDaniel is going to remain there in Miami as the head coach. They have a general manager opening, and Mike McDaniel says that he is a part of the GM hiring process. Is this a good idea, John Lopez?
It's not a good idea, but what it tells me is Mike McDaniel has a lot better job security than I thought he did. Yeah,
I tried to told you, didn't I?
Man, like I thought he was on real shaky.
I was calling for it. I mean, I thought he was going to get fired week four.
Yes.
I kept saying, this is the week. This is the week.
Yes, and anytime a head coach has that kind of say and power in a general manager hiring, number one, it's a general manager, you know, because of his influence that he's going to get along with and maybe even to a large degree control. And that's job security right there.
Now, it is worth noting that Mike McDaniel was saying this, and that could just be self-aggrandizing.
Sure.
It could just be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a say in this.
Yeah.
And you might not actually have any level of influence. But I would think that this is a bad idea. I think that you should reserve that kind of influence for people that you know are established. And I don't know that they should be in a place where he should be established. Although I do believe that he should be the head coach next year. And I talked about that. Mm-hmm. They did not quit on him as a team. He continues to be an innovative play caller. He just had his play calling hampered by a quarterback that is going to be a limiting factor. I want to see what he can do going forward. However, with that point, that is where I will hit him on this thing where Mike McDaniel is apparently not closing the door on the possibility of Tua Tagovailoa returning and being a part of a quarterback competition. What the hell are you doing, dog?
Yeah, I think he's lying. I think basically that's working the system, trying to see if there's any takers. I mean, everybody does it. Everybody does it. All right, you know, no, he's definitely going to be in the competition, but in the back rooms, they're talking about how they're going to be able to move on.
Maybe so, but we have all seen that movie.
Yeah.
We are all familiar with the game, man. If you're going to get Tua Tagovailoa off of your roster, which I don't know that they will because of the prohibitive factor of his contract. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be because it's going to be because your organization slaps some draft capital to his lapel as he goes. You're not fooling nobody in the NFL. In fact, sometimes I think we on the outside do this too much where we're like, "Oh, don't say too much cuz they won't." Buddy,
they got
staffs and staffs of people that they know better than we do what's happening inside the other buildings.
Yes.
We not fooling nobody in the National Football League on these things. But, yeah, this is not going to matter here. But the idea that he's going to actually be a part of the competition, don't do that to yourself. Because, I think the reason why you remain is that everybody, including the Stephen Rosses of the world who owns the team and the people who are decision makers, recognize, okay, you are talented. You had a limiting factor. Don't then pull that limitation back on yourself because it's a safety blanket of sorts.
The NFL is one giant sewing circle. They all talk. They all gossip. They all ask questions, you know, hey, how's so-and-so doing? What do they really think of this guy? Do you think that job is going to come open? Even for the most established contending teams like the Texans, you're fooling yourself if you don't think some guys in that building are kind of asking around, talking, you know, finding out whether it's jobs or player availability or whatever.
The Cold War is over, but I feel like you have a, you know, somewhat similar feeling in the National Football League and competitive sports in general at the professional level.
Mm-hmm.
They are all trying to do some level of spy work or find it. I mean, hell, we've seen that a number of times. What's up to, what was it, James Click? Wasn't that what James Click was doing in somewhat nefarious ways?
Yeah.
There's more legitimate ways of doing that, but everybody's trying to get information and get a feel for what's happening around the league.
Yeah.
That's part of trying to find competitive advantage. So, yeah, no, they're all in on what's happening around everywhere else. Somebody said, I want to see what Mike can do with Stroud. I love the appeal, especially because the offense the tree of offense that he calls is the one that felt like it was really good for CJ. It felt like it was the wrong play caller in Bobby Slowick. I would have loved if there was an opportunity to have the similar offense but a better play caller for Stroud, because I'm still not sold on the idea that the offensive system that they have here for CJ right now is one that he flourishes best in. Can he be good in it? Maybe. I think that's quite a possibility, but it felt like he was really well situated for what they were doing previously.
No, you're not alone.
I think that'd be interesting.
In fact, that's something that you and I and a lot of people have talked about. It's also something that I think is, you know, kind of bringing it back to where we are this week with the Texans. I think it's something that's a factor in the game against the Steelers.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that at noon.
Without question. Without question. And then one more thing before we go here around the NFL. Did you see Russell Wilson giving you the tale as old as time?
Oh, my arm.
Apparently.
The old Rodney Dangerfield.
It's the I did something embarrassing, so I'm going to claim that, oh, man, I'm injured, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Giants didn't know that he had injured his hamstring. He'd actually had a grade 2 tear, Russell Wilson says, in week 2. It was the Friday practice before week 2 overtime loss to the Cowboys for the Giants. So his perspective is that he had an injury. He said, quote, not the Giants' fault on Twitter. They didn't know because I didn't want to tell anyone because of the circumstances. I just had to play through it and try and go play ball that day. Thought we were going to win that wild, crazy game.
All right. Clipping and pasting and putting it in the 1240 segment on Thursday, buy or sell. We won't have to buy or sell right now, but there is no way in hell. No way in hell. The Giants didn't know if he was in fact injured.
I think there's instances where dudes don't.
No way.
You don't think so?
No way. Just because of the way he operates in the huddle, the discussion around, you know, the locker room, trainers are around you every day. They gauge these guys' health, you know, digitally, you know, with all sorts of other things and test them and all this and that. No way in hell the Giants didn't know if in fact he was injured.
I just love this as a I'm just trying to as an attempt to further his career. I just don't think anybody is going to take
it's
you
done,
up on
right?
that. Like, I think that we got to that place with you, big dog. Yeah. The peak was very, very high for him. I do hate the way it fizzled out. Some of that feels like that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that feels like that's him, and we've had that conversation
before.
All right, that's a little bit of Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. Coming up next, an incredible moment at the end for the Rockets on what was a weird day. A lot of hoopla, and I think all that hoopla took away from what was actually the most important Rockets news of the day. I'll tell you what that was next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com. It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.